Hi there. How are you?
It's sticky. It's like there is nothing between me and the weather.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh my God, I'm not going to miss the weather.
What do you mean? Are you leaving? I didn't know you were leaving so soon.
I know. No one did.
So you're leaving this Monday?
Yeah.
For a week or for the rest of the summer?
For the rest of my life.
What?
I'm moving out of here.
What? You didn't tell me about that. When did you decide that? I thought you loved it here.
No, I don't love it here.
Excellent.
I do like it, but first I didn't know for sure, but now I'm pretty sure.
Wow, but where? Back home? I didn't realize that, but why now?
I think it's a good time. I need a break. And some kind of security.
You're getting older. Is that kind of nesting feeling?
Well, also since the situation with you and me.
I know. But I didn't know if you were here. I thought you were on vacation. I wouldn't only have emailed you if I knew you were here.
But it's a bit spooky. I've been here for so long now. But I can't concentrate anymore.
I can understand, but... Hey, what happened with that crazy girl with the lawsuit? Is it still going on?
Yeah, but I hope my lawyer can fix it.
Good, that's good.
That girl is just bitter and sad.
It's brutal.
May I ask you what happened with Nick?
You know, I really don't know.
You don't know?
He was just out of the blue. He just came in about 2.5 weeks ago. Thank you very much. He said that he didn't want to continue. He didn't want to do it. And he was crying. He didn't know, he said. He just needed a break. I don't know what it was. It's not because of another.
Maybe that's what I thought.
No.
If he had another.
No.
Really not?
No. He didn't really meet with anybody. We talked about it for an hour, and we decided to sleep on it. And then we met again the following Tuesday, and he said that he made a decision. He needed to separate. We love each other, but he's going through something in his life. He needs a change, you know? He don't have any children, only his dogs and his work. In a way, his work is his life. He couldn't really explain it.
It must have been really surprising for you.
I was shocked.
I mean, you were together from the start.
So much in me is with him. Now I have to look at myself. What I'm good at and what I'm not good at. It was a really dark week. Everybody was floored and crushed. How do we look at ourselves now? I feel totally unhinged by the whole thing.
It's different with the others. Different than with me. They have other ones. Like Mag, I mean.
If he left, it would have been different. We are so close too, but 8 years. He's all about getting big. So, if he would have made that move, it would have made sense.
If you don't need it for a while, and like in your name, if you're still like nothing, then they can hear you. But I think if you have a tourist visa, maybe it was that I have to learn nothing for the rest of the time. Just in the life force,
yeah. It's an age thing.
I mean, you were, I guess,
for nothing.
Oh, you know,
I feel sad for you and for me.
I haven't done it good with you.
I kind of felt it coming, but, well, it's been nice too, but not the right thing in a way.
I love what you're doing and what you are so much. Why I'm not able to, I don't know what it is, but you are not alone. There are a few others. I love it so much, but I just can't. I don't want you to feel bad or depressed about it. I just didn't do it well enough. And I feel horribly guilty about it. And after so many years. At some point, it doesn't make sense anymore.
But I think this is like any other relationship. Like a normal relationship. If it doesn't work, you don't continue.
No, it doesn't make sense. I can still be a fan, and support. And I was thinking about another one for you. Maybe it's better for you. I just can't do
can't,
it.
Can't.
A lot of reevaluating, like, where should I put my energy?
You're so good and I don't, and I can't take credit for it. It's not working. I'm so happy that you understand and take it so graceful. I love it, but I just can't. I don't have any bad feelings at all. But it came as a shock, since it was in a male first. Not so cool, I think. Better to meet. And I understand. We have to move on. And I still like you. But, of course, there were some practical things and a follow-up on some other things.
Well, it's not just like goodbye. Bye. And we never see each other again. It's a transition.
Well, I need to figure out things too. I'm curious to see what will happen now. Maybe with someone else. Someone who understands me and what I'm doing.
Yeah, you have to figure that out. And I can help you. Just tell me.
What do you think is best for me?
It's up to you, really. Just wait. Just wait till another thing comes up. We don't need to decide now. It will happen.
A lot of things
earlier.
So,
Rachel, fine.
And
I
guess. So, beginning. But I'm sure Sarah thinks that. You know?
Got it. Admit.
The house.
Yesterday I was like.
Oh, my God.
I must say it's extremely surprising with Nick. Really surprising.
Yeah, I know.
Is he depressed?
No, he was abroad, but now he's back. And he has an apartment. Nothing really bad happened between them.
That had this kind of
it's really weird. Nothing.
You can see his eyes.
Like we're still talking.
It's so strange.
Yeah. I know.
You don't think he have a hard time telling you if it was another?
No, I believe him. But there will be another. That I know. But I don't know who is right for him. So when the things that you think are emotionally that relationship I never thought of. I used to have panic attacks thinking about retiring because I thought he would come and, you know, be disappointed with me. We'll be together when we were old. When am I going to be able to retire? I thought I would always have this person in my life. So close. So strange not to be a part of it.
He must have done some thinking. It can't just come out of the blue like that.
I don't know. And the work that I showed. I met him a couple of weeks ago and made a commitment. But later, just like canceled all of it.
From America.
Really? Yeah. Just like us.
How is Nikki, by the way?
He's in my summer house this weekend.
Didn't he and his girlfriend got a baby?
Everybody does.
Last week, I passed by a store where they sell puppies. And I thought of getting myself a dappled dachshund. They are like secretaries.
You were maybe waiting for a child.
Well,
how about John?
He made it.
The young guy.
It was too complicated.
I see. It's not easy. But is it amazing how much we change what we want and not want the older we get?
Suddenly, it just happened. Very fast.
Suddenly in my life, from being only professional, I want to do this. Where you have a family. First a dog, then.
Well, maybe a dog.
Go online, say one. Adopt one. Find one for free. Like a rescue.
Maybe an option. But they don't have small dapple dachshunds.
Well, maybe not. But he's poor, not wanting dogs. I get teary.
Anyway, I met a girl who wanted to recommend a new one for me.
That would be great.
She will ask around.
That would be really great.
Maybe you know of someone. What about Gerard?
He would be good. He would fit in perfectly. I could see that. We can send him photos. That would make a lot of sense, actually. Why did you think about Marcus, by the way?
I don't know.
Well, he's nice, but I'm not so sure. Gerard would make more sense.
It would be nice if you could help me.
Yeah, sure.
What about some of the others?
Well, yeah. Oh, and that British guy. Christian.
He's so good looking.
Yeah, I know. He's such a sweet guy, but it feels like I'm letting him down. That I have disappointed him. Well, so far. I need to talk to him. Of course. And you know this Chinese guy? My heart is not 100% there. That's really important for me. That my heart is there. Like with you. My heart is really there. But still it's not working. So I don't know what to do with him. It's so hard. It's the hardest time in my life. Oh, yeah, can I say it? I don't care. I mean, come on,
you can live with. You know, $600,000. So we'll get the D. And this one.
Oh, that's extra.
It's groovy.
I understand. But we did some good things together, after all.
Absolutely. And for you, it will be even better. I know. But not with me. I know. It would have been so fantastic, if it wouldn't work, it would be so sad. God, I'm so sad for this, really.
For me too. But if someone is calling you, if there is some interest, you call me, right?
Of course. I do take care of it. You know, I do care. So much.
And Lars?
He's so good to have.
What about the guy under you?
Yeah.
He must be followed by demons.
He lost one in a very tragic way.
What about your mother?
Haven't heard a word. Not a word. Crazy. Totally crazy. But I don't miss her. Actually, no. And I'm more in touch with my father. But they are so complicated. I just want a simple life.
Are you going to the house?
Yeah, soon? I'm supposed to leave tonight.
It's so nice there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very peaceful there.
Do you hear anything from Martin
anymore?
Not
so much. His wife is so strange.
He's a bit strange these days.
Whenever I see him, I give him a big hug and a kiss. Break her down.
I really do think his behavior is because
I think
her.
So too.
But he's just annoying now. Generous and nice and there.
Yeah. Is this the...
Wouldn't
even ask
one. Nice woman.
She either, but then when
just...
Not
asleep.
You went home.
He's like...
Oh.
Yeah.
And then,
like...
Want to
fall asleep in a bathtub.
Drinks, beer and wine.
They must be extra parents.
Yeah. Yeah. To have more contact with
these two guys.
Very often.
She didn't read the situation. How she died?
Sister, bathtub. Had a huge...
What were the symptoms?
When are you moving?
Well, next fall.
How did you get this letter?
The man who is a real estate person bought a bunch of properties. Hey, we negotiated for like 7 months. He is such a gross guy, so bad. Like I said, yeah, you know, this is going to be worth so much in like 5 years. Well, hey, wait a second. This is now. Now. You've got to figure out the price for now. But he kept on changing every bloody day. And he wanted to have a part of the house to live in. Can you imagine? My God, it was a nightmare.
He must be out of his mind.
Yeah, for sure. And so greedy and nasty. He just has to sell it now. He needs the money so bad. He's a slippery and gross guy around 40. I think he's a player. Like he thinks he's doing you a favor. Poor man. Fuck him.
Everybody tries to fool everybody.
I know. He always says, if I should be honest with you, like, he wasn't awesome.
My God. My father always says that.
How fun. How this guy is.
A genuine liar.
Like my mother. Some people I work with. One woman. She's always trying to cheat me, always. But the fun thing is that she always forgets about her own life. So sometimes it becomes so...
How is Steven doing?
He's good. He's working.
He's so funny. Did I tell you when I called you at home to cancel a meeting? And you were not at home? And he answered. And he was like, hello, hello, who is it? With the sleaziest and creepiest voice. Jesus Christ. He was so...
He's so sweet. A different life for him, not the one we're used to, you and me. So he likes the excitement. He puts up.
And that time he was so drunk when he got home, so drunk that he fell asleep in your bathtub. How can you?
Oh yeah, that was wild. But you know, he's a good person. He's a good person. Hello, how are you? Oh, I thought you were there at 11:30.
It's 12.
So far. Oh, Dad, I wish you told me. Someone could let you in. Yeah, well, they go out to the park and stuff. Dad, all right, so what's your plan? Right. It's totally up to you. I'll be there in about 15 minutes.
Is this the... Wouldn't even ask one.
Mm-hmm. So it's totally up to you.
You went home.
That's fine. Okay. Great. Okay, bye. Have to go, sorry.
We should stay in touch. I hope. Like I said, I still like you.
Of course, and again, I'm so sorry for this. And thank you for being so amazing. We keep in touch. Emailing and stuff. I'm your biggest fan. And that's what makes you
man.